This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is responding to comments made by President Biden over the weekend about the war in Gaza. Biden had criticized Netanyahu's approach to the conflict, which is entering its sixth month. NPR's Deepa Vraz reports.
In an interview with MSNBC, President Biden said while the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself, that Prime Minister Netanyahu should, quote, pay more attention to the innocent lives being lost as a consequence of the actions taken. Biden said he believes that Netanyahu is, quote, hurting Israel more than helping Israel in his handling of the war against the militant group Hamas in Gaza. On Sunday, Prime Minister Netanyahu fired back in an interview with Politico. In excerpts released by his office, Netanyahu says if President Biden, quote, means that I lead a policy against the majority of the Israeli public and that it harms Israel's interests, he is wrong in both counts. Deepa Vraz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is criticizing comments from Pope Francis that Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. Here he is speaking through a BBC interpreter.
When the Russian evil started this war, all Ukrainians stood up. Christians, Muslims, Jews, everyone. I thank every Ukrainian chaplain who is with the army. They are on the front line, protecting life and humanity. This is what the church is. It is together with people, not 2,500 kilometers away.
Poland's foreign minister has also condemned the Pope's remarks. The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule soon on whether Texas state troopers can arrest people they suspect of crossing into the U.S. illegally. Texas Public Radio's Dan Katz has more.
The high court blocked the Texas law SB 4 from going into effect last week, but the block lifts on Wednesday. Critics such as the ACLU refer to SB 4 as the show me your papers law, saying people could be rounded up, arrested, and possibly deported for just appearing like an unauthorized border crosser. The Biden administration sued Texas over SB 4, arguing immigration is under the purview of the federal government. The law was ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge, but that was overturned by the conservative Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals and now is in the hands of the Supreme Court. I'm Dan Katz in San Antonio.
U.S. forces used helicopters to begin evacuating non-essential personnel from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti on Sunday. The area around the embassy in the capital of Port-au-Prince is mostly in control of gangs, which have been increasing violence there this week. Portugal's political future is uncertain at this hour following this weekend's general election that has left two moderate mainstream parties contesting the close race. The election also saw an unprecedented late surge in support for a right-wing populist party that finished third. Officials say it will still take weeks to count ballots from overseas before a final winner is made official. You're listening to NPR News. Hollywood's A-listers were out Sunday night for the 96th Academy Awards presentations. The biopic Oppenheimer took home the Best Picture statuette, while Cillian Murphy, who played Oppenheimer, won for Best Actor, and Emma Stone won for Best Actress for her performance as Bella Baxter in the movie Poor Things. The telecast was kicked off on Sunday by honoring two performers in supporting roles. NPR's Bob Mondello has the details.
First-time Academy Award nominee Davine Joy Randolph claimed the Best Supporting Actress trophy at Sunday's Oscars ceremony. She played an empathetic boarding school cafeteria worker in the comedy The Holdovers.
You don't tell a boy that's been left behind at Christmas that nobody wants him? What's wrong with you?
Randolph's win was not unexpected. She'd already taken home Golden Globe, Critics' Choice, and BAFTA awards for this role. Robert Downey Jr. completed that same sweep by winning Best Supporting Actor. He played the chief antagonist in Oppenheimer, which chronicles the creation of the atom bomb.
The Russians have a bomb. We're supposed to be years ahead of them. What were you guys doing at Los Alamos? Wasn't security tight?
This was Downey's third Oscar nomination and his first win. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
Mstislav Chernov's 20 Days in Mariupol, meanwhile, won the Best Documentary Oscar. It was the first Oscar win for anyone from Ukraine. 17-year-old Luke Littler won the Belgian Darts Open on Sunday. It's his first major tournament since the teenager rocked the darts world by finishing as the runner-up in the World Championship in January. He secured his win on Sunday in the final against fellow Englishman Rob Cross. I'm Dale Willman, and you're listening to NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.